Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Barnabas, an apostle of Jesus, and our scripture passage comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 21b to 26, and chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. Barnabas had a reputation in the early church for encouraging others. His name was Joseph, but Barnabas was added as a nickname, which means son of encouragement. We see him engaged in that ministry in today's scripture passage from the Acts of the Apostles. Something powerful and new was stirring within the Christian community in Antioch. In that city, the gospel had, for the first time, been preached to pagans as well as to Jewish people, and therefore a new kind of church was emerging there, a group that included members of the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community. When Barnabas was sent to Antioch by the apostles to assess what was happening there, he immediately recognized it as the work of the Lord and sided with this new development. He turned out to be absolutely right. It was indeed the work of the Lord. God is always at work in new and creative ways among us, and it's a great gift to be able to recognize divine inspiration wherever it is to be found, and to celebrate and encourage its effects. Barnabas had this gift of noticing where the Lord was at work, because, as the narrator says, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. We need to be open to the Spirit in order to recognize the work of the Spirit. As St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, spiritual things are discerned spiritually.